The following report contains stories of a fictional nature. No facts were harmed in the making of this broadcast. A strong sense of humor is advised. This is Vaguely News.
Coming up, an exclusive report from the ANC Shenanigans Symposium. President Ramaphosa urges the ANC to stay in debt. Brian Malefa to get the boot from the party. And all delegates urged to contribute to vote buying. Very good morning to you. It's Saturday, July the 30th, 2022. Welcome to this exclusive Vaguely News special focusing on the ANC Strategic Shenanigans Symposium. I'm Rob Vega. In our first story at the ANC Strategic Shenanigans Symposium, currently underway somewhere far away and expensive, President Cyril Ramaphosa announced that the ANC is to embark on a carefully coordinated program to spend significantly more money than in previous years. Ramaphosa said that the Treasury Department, in consultation with the Department of Finance, will make payments to an extensive list of third parties, including paying all outstanding employee salaries, hotel bills for overseas trips, and Brian Malefa's rates bill. Ramaphosa said that it was of paramount importance to the country that the high levels of government debt remained in place. He said this would ensure that the current financial crisis continued, thereby preventing any other financial crises from occurring.
As government, we are announcing we need to urgently add much more debt and cause immense damage to our economy. This, in many ways, is a call for all South Africans to be part of the crisis. Thank you.
In our second story from the ANC Shenanigans Symposium, President Ramaphosa has confirmed that he will be sacking former Eskom CEO and rates dodger Brian Malefa as part of a campaign to shield important people up the food chain from blame. Ramaphosa added that Malefa was merely the first in a long list of people that would be getting the boot, adding that if people had a problem with his sacking of fat cats, he really didn't care because he's the boss.
In as far as Brian Malefa is concerned, I feel cool. I should dismiss the minister. You know, he will be one of the first. Thank you so much.
And finally, at the conclusion of the Strategic Shenanigans Symposium, President Ramaphosa urged all delegates to get involved with the ANC's vote-buying campaign, which has proven to be a winner for the party in previous elections. Ramaphosa said that while symposium attendees would be making mandatory donations, they would be unaware that the funds had been removed, since all transfer records would be erased. He concluded by saying that the donations were necessary because vote buying had become very expensive.
We want money from you, from your own money to buy votes, and we are going to make sure you don't know. This is what we have decided. We talk about in the ANC about vote buying. And actually, I got really surprised that it has become so expensive.
And that's it. That's Vaguely News. I'm still Rob Vega.
Wake up with Rob Vega.
Saturday, 6 to 9 a.m. on Hot 102.7.